It is May 6, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our Hits and Takes section of JLN, a video from the JLN Industry Leader Series from FIA Boca 2022, stories from the First Read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Boeing has decided to move its headquarters from Chicago to Arlington, Virginia, after the 20-year deal the city of Chicago gave Boeing expired, and there are better reasons to be closer to the decision-makers in Washington than the now-decimated shopping district of the Magnificent Mile in Chicago. With crime in downtown, people working from home, and no more government incentives to stay in Chicago, this move makes perfect sense for Boeing. ED&F Man is in talks to sell its brokerage business, Bloomberg reports. Maersk has reportedly made an offer. What is ironic here is that Maersk was formed when Revco was sold to MF Global. Maersk was the London operation of Revco that MF Global did not need, as it was redundant. Man Group, the publicly traded hedge fund, was created from being spun out of ENF Man, with Man Financial later spun out from Man Group into MF Global. And of course, ED&F Man has a 230-plus year history in the sugar trade. I wonder what was on those sugar boats when they weren't carrying sugar. For some reason, I never hear that story being told by ED&F Man or any other man-related companies when they talk about their 230-plus year history. This might not be a history that I would want to buy. Things that are cheap these days. Use Teslas in Hong Kong. You can add foreign-made PCs in China to the list. Get ready to buy some cheap used PCs from China. Bloomberg reports China has ordered state firms to replace foreign-branded personal computers with domestic alternatives. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, How to Avoid Getting Dragged into Meetings. The subheadline is, Burned Out on Brainstorming Sessions, Here Are Smart Strategies to Avoid Them and Other Non-Productive Gatherings. Let's have a meeting and discuss this. Three co-founders of BitMEX are being fined $30 million in civil monetary fines for illegally operating a cryptocurrency derivative trading platform and anti-money laundering violations. Arthur Hayes, Benjamin Dello, and Samuel Reed are each required to pay $10 million for their actions. Commissioner Carolyn D. Pham and Kristen N. Johnson weighed in with statements about the penalties. Pham's statement is available, and Johnson's as well, in the newsletter. By the way, Commissioner Johnson also announced her initial staff appointments yesterday. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Arne Stahl's first adventure to FIA Boca and Miami is to a lively crypto center. It's part of our JLN Industry Leader series from FIA Boca. JLN interviewed Arne Stahl, the head of FTSE Russell, who was at his first FIA Boca conference and in the Miami, Florida area for the first time, about crypto markets, a hot topic in Boca and Miami, and other topics at the conference. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's an advertisement from FIA. FIA International's Derivatives Expo is returning to the brewery in London this coming June 6 to 8th. Standing still is not an option in today's evolving cleared derivatives environment. Without adapting to new products, processes, technologies, and regulations, your business won't meet the needs of tomorrow's industry. We're bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. You can sign up for IDX with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Boeing exits Chicago as city wrestles with crime. exodus. PlaneMaker is shifting its headquarters to Arlington, Virginia. Boeing has had its headquarters in Windy City since 2001. Boeing's decision to leave Chicago is the latest blow to a U.S. city that already has seen its once mighty economy battered by COVID-19 and crime. The plane maker said Thursday that it will shift its headquarters to Arlington, Virginia from Chicago, a move that would put Boeing near federal government decision makers in Washington. My comment. JJL Co. also moved its headquarters, but for other reasons. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The Davos set is reborn in the crypto metaverse. The tech industry's deep pockets are wooing governments. There's a risk of regulatory capture. The annual World Economic Forum in Davos once symbolized a certain kind of out-of-touch globalism, mixing politics and high finance. The recent image of Tony Blair and Bill Clinton on stage next to crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried, clad in t-shirts and socks, suggests the torch has been passed. The sight of these centrist elders, famous for their light-touch approach to financial regulation, alongside the latest generation of fintech guru, isn't a case of crypto going mainstream. Rather, it demonstrates the kind of acceptance and respectability that only money can buy, and the risks that go with it. My comment, great, more parties I can't get into. At this time, my virtual self is not invited. Here's a story from the New York Times. What is happening to people falling for crypto and NFTs? To understand the latest incarnation of the colossal crypto grifts that continue to engulf the internet, I suppose we should start with all those bored apes, because how could we not? I don't mean real apes. Little of what's in this column is about stuff that you could call in any tangible self real. Instead, I'm talking about the collection of digital art known as Bored Apes Yacht Club, created about a year ago by a quartet of mysterious pseudonymous cryptocurrency enthusiasts. Bored Apes is a collection of thousands of programmatically generated hyper-color drawings of coolly disheveled primates, the kind you don't bring home to mama. My comment, wait, this is a scam? Here's a story from Malta Daily. Vatican announces it will open an NFT gallery to democratize art. The Holy See has announced plans to issue non-fungible tokens on the blockchain to allegedly democratize the Vatican's historic art collection. This was announced right before the conference called the Milken Institute Global Conference in Los Angeles. The project is a collaboration between Sensorium, a VR company, and Humanity 2.0, a Vatican-led nonprofit. My comment, yes, let's democratize the scam. Here's a press release from FCA. Sharing my screen cost me £48,000. Half of investors would miss signs of screen sharing scam as FCA warns of 86% increase. New research from the FCA has found that nearly half, 47%, of investors would fail to identify a screen sharing scam, as it reveals an increase of 86% in cases in 1 year, with 2014 cases and over £25 million in losses. In one case, a 59-year-old who was persuaded to download remote desktop software to secure an investment lost over £48,000 while scammers accessed her banking details, her pension, and applied for loans on her behalf. My comment, here is an interesting scam with no NFT involved. Here's a story from Bloomberg. A Texas tale of Tinder, millions in stolen crypto, and murder. A 25-year-old woman says a man she met online scammed $8 million left by her murdered father. She's now suing crypto exchanges. It's a tale as old as Tinder. Girl meets boy. Boy convinces girl to hand over a large chunk of cash. Boy ghosts girl. 25-year-old Diya Ghazali said she never actually met the boy in question, at least not in person. but in a matter of months, a man she knew online as Jerry Bulasa fleeced her of a whopping $8 million left by her father, who was murdered in 2015. That makes Tinder swindler Shimon Hayut, the con man from the Netflix documentary who scammed an estimated $10 million from several women over a number of years, look like an amateur by comparison. My comment, this scam has a little of everything. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was, not surprisingly, ICE expands in mortgage tech with $13 billion deal for Black Knight from the Financial Times. Second was Bloomberg's At 78 Investor Preps for Biggest Bear Market in My Life. Third was Russian TV Shows Simulation of Britain and Ireland Wiped Out by a Nuke from the Washington Post. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg. Commodities trader EDNF Man in talks to sell brokerage business. Merricks has made an offer for EDNF Man Capital Markets Unit. London-based EDNF Man is focusing on its core trading business. EDNF Man Holdings Limited is in talks to sell its brokerage unit as the commodities trader best known for hauling sugar and coffee seeks to turn its business around, according to people familiar with the matter. The London-based trader already has an offer for its EDNF Man Capital Markets unit from rival brokerage Merricks Group, said people who asked not to be named because the discussions are private. The company has also held talks with Prudential Financial Inc. and no final decision has been made, the people said. Here's another story from Bloomberg. How Russia's war in Ukraine is choking the world's supply of natural resources. Russia is a commodities powerhouse, producing and exporting huge amounts of materials the world uses to build cars, transport people and goods, make bread, and keep the lights on. Its invasion of Ukraine is constraining those crucial supplies, or threatening to, as it becomes increasingly isolated from the global economy, driving up prices in the process. Russia earns more than $1 billion a day exporting its oil and gas, much of which goes to Europe. Its aluminum and nickel end up in drinks cans and cars and electric batteries, while its palladium is needed to curb vehicle emissions. It's also a giant wheat exporter and a key low-cost shipper of every kind of crop fertilizer. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. Wall Street staggers with vicious $1.3 trillion stock rout. IPOs, expensive software firms, non-profitable tech all fall. Traders spooked by labor costs, productivities decline, Hodge. A day after celebrating the Federal Reserve's signal that it wouldn't be making any jumbo-sized moves, traders woke up on Thursday deciding that the central bank will struggle to fight inflation amid the lingering threat of a recession. In a sharp about-face, investors sold stocks, bonds, and cryptocurrencies on Thursday. The S&P index lost 3.6%, erasing about $1.3 trillion of market value, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 dropped 5.1%, the most since September 2020. Actually, here's one more story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Omicron's trajectory shows challenge of maintaining immune defenses. Protection imparted by shots and recent infection appears to be blunting effect of latest variants, but risks remain. The Omicron variant and its relations are reinforcing the challenge of maintaining immune defenses against an evolving virus. Much of the U.S. population already had some level of antibodies to the virus when the Omicron hit late last year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates. That likely shielded many from more severe disease, but the variant still fueled a record case surge and the second highest peak in COVID-19 deaths. Immune defenses bolstered by the massive wave appeared to be muting the impact of the yet more infectious Omicron variants, even as cases and hospitalizations increase once again. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.